Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your monthly GCT returns and payments are now due on the last working day of the month and not the last day of the month. This amendment became effective October 1, 2014. Tax Administration Jamaica is therefore advising registered taxpayers that their GCT returns and payments for the month of October 2014 are due Friday, November 28. GCT returns filed and payments made after the last working day of the month will be considered late and the necessary penalties and interest charges applied. For further information, call our Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
As a means of combating the issue of predial larceny, the government has implemented measures to monitor activities in Jamaica's livestock industry through the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. More in today's edition of Get the Facts. Approximately 60,000 heads of dairy and beef cattle are being targeted for tagging through the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The system will also facilitate the issuing of passports to document the animal's bio and genetic data.
This passport is an instrument used to record critical bio and genetic data of our animals. It also records the transfer of animals from one owner to the other. This exercise is underpinned by regulations under the Animal Diseases and Importation Act, which will make it mandatory for owners of cattle to tag their animals and possess the necessary passport. These regulations will shortly be gazetted.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. Data obtained during the tagging process will be stored in a data bank at the Ministry's Veterinary Services Division and will facilitate DNA matching and analysis to identify the owner in the event an animal is stolen. This is good news for farmers who have been suffering at the hands of predial larcenists.
For the farmers who have suffered so much at the hands of predial larcenists, this might be the most important feature. The regulations will make it illegal for animals to be transported without the accompanying passport.
With the implementation of the system, farmers are being encouraged to ensure that they have the animal's passports in their possession at all times when they are being transported.
This will therefore empower the police to prosecute any handler of livestock not in possession of the necessary passport, and the code on the passport must correspond with the code on the tags.
A total of $35 million is being spent to implement the National Animal Identification and Traceability System in Jamaica. Initial tagging started with 700 heads of cattle at Minard Estate in Brownstown, St. Anne. The overall exercise is slated for completion over the next 12 months. Minister Kelly says the initiative puts Jamaica among first world countries that have already implemented the system.
On a comparative note, ladies and gentlemen, Canada started their program in 1997, making the tagging mandatory in 2000. In New Zealand, testing of their system began in 2011, so Jamaica is keeping apace.
Another benefit of the system is that it will assist in providing high quality food, which will safeguard public health.
Food safety and traceability have largely been driven by the demands of the export market. However, our own consumers deserve nothing less than safe and healthy food.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. For more information on the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, visit the Ministry of Agriculture's website at moa.gov.jm or call 927-1731-50. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore. Get the facts. Get the facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.